saw this on Reddit, am I overreacting? Want to get your take on it. I'm 28, went on a date with a guy who's 30. We met up in the morning, ate breakfast, hit the road because it's a long drive. Everything was going well. We were listening to music, vibing. He gets a phone call. He was driving, so his phone was connected to the Bluetooth, and I could see who was calling. The caller ID said, my wife.
Oh.
And my stomach dropped. We had been dating / talking for 7 months. And nothing he did gave any signs of him being married. He didn't pick up, let it go to voicemail. My mood instantly shifts. He's like, what's wrong? I told him I saw who's calling. He needed to call him back right now. He was going on about how it was his brother, and I said that's BS because I saw clear as day it said my wife. So he goes on his phone and shows me his recent calls, and it says big bro at the time the call came through. The thing is when the call came through initially, he let it go to voicemail. I was staring at it in disbelief, and I looked away because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It's possible that he changed the contact name really quickly. I told him again to call the number, and he doesn't show me, but he does call someone, and I can hear a male voice on the line, and we start arguing. He insists he doesn't have a wife. Doesn't know how that happened. We get to the spot. I try to put it past me. I can't let it go. If he had refused to show me his phone at all, I would have just taken an Uber home.
Mm-hmm.
We end up leaving earlier than planned, and he keeps trying to explain himself, but I can't forget the image of my wife calling. I told him I need some space to think about what happened. Am I overreacting?
Ooh.
So she checks in. She checks his phone, and it says, big bro.
But he's driving. How in the world? He wouldn't have had time to sit there and change the contact.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's really weird. Really weird.
That is weird.
I mean, I get why she's just like, hold up. Because if someone's labeled as my wife in his phone and it clearly came across a screen like that, that's hard to forget.
Which, if I'm labeling like my wife, and we've talked about on the show, you know, what you've named your partner in your phone. But if I'm naming my wife in my phone, I'm at least putting that in front of it so I can say it in the Borat voice. That's my wife.
Ah, gotcha.
Because just my wife doesn't seem like, I don't feel like anybody would put my wife. You just put wife or something, right? Or am I being weird?
I mean, I don't think we need to dissect that so much is just the fact that the word wife was in
True.
The contact name.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's why we're pausing.
Well, okay, yeah. So,
I mean, yeah, I would be on alert. He's definitely trying to cover it up, show the phone, which I understand that. It's really weird the way it's not showing up like that in his phone now. I don't know how in the world he could have changed it.
So let
me. Big bro is not close to wife.
So let me tell you how this actually turned out, because they did give an update.
Ooh, okay.
And it was, so apparently, she felt like she was being gaslit because she, you know, kept searching for the truth. He kept putting big bro. He kept saying, insisting it was big bro. And then finally it was a test. He was testing her.
He was testing her?
There's no wife, no significant other. He admitted to making it up because.
Why though? To tick her off?
And he wanted to see if she really cared.
Yes.
He didn't mean for it to go this far with her, you know, reacting like a normal human being.
Well, yeah, anybody would be like, listen, I don't want to date you if you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has morals. She figured that out. And now, well, that is not a good.
So
don't test someone you're dating with that kind of deception.
And she wound up blocking him and breaking up with him.
Oh, yeah.
She's like,
too.
Yo, that's psycho.
Yeah, that is psycho.
Yeah.
I don't need any sort of weird tests when I don't know I'm being tested.
Mm-hmm.
with that kind of deception.
Right?
Then how are you going to know when to trust him or if he's putting you to another test?
I know.
Or
I know. And why, like, I just wanted to put you to a test.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And, well, he learned a lesson.
He did.
Maybe you don't do that the next time because you're gonna lose her.
Bro, I've got a great idea. Yeah, don't.
This would be great. Let's see if she gets jealous.
Let's see if she gets jealous when it says my wife that comes up on the Bluetooth.
If you want to know if she cares, if she's continuing to talk to you and go on dates with you, then she
cares.
Guess what?
She cares. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so what's that has to be the most cringe, awkward thing that's happened on a date, right?
Yeah, that's up there.
Yeah. So what's your story about the most awkward thing to happen on a date?